Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today we want to discuss the kingdom of God from the pages of one of my books that I called The Kingdom Word. A kingdom is basically a state or people ruled over by a king or queen. In the New Testament of the Bible, the Greek word used for kingdom is basileia, and it is spelled B-A-S-I-L-E-I-A, basileia. It means three related things, namely a king's royalty, rule, and realm. Royalty is a position issue and reflects the person of a king. Rule is a lifestyle issue and reflects the principles of a king. That is what he stands for and or teaches. And a king's realm is an arrangement or system in which he lives, and it reflects his performance or competences. So in the Bible, a kingdom involves a king's person, principles, and performance, which ensures his royalty, rule, and realm, and practically displays the king's position, lifestyle, and arrangement respectively. Thus, in the kingdom of God, the person of Jesus Christ gives believers the position of royalty. In other words, we firstly take after Jesus' person as the Son of God. So you are born again into his kingdom as a son with the automatic position or status of royalty. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9a. Therefore, as a believer, you are royalty by birth. Hallelujah. Then our Lord Jesus' principles or teachings, being what he stands for, gives us our lifestyle. Here, the kingdom of God must guide your way of life and attitudes, and thus bring about God's rule everywhere you are and in all that you do. Yes, your lifestyle or culture must be the kingdom brand as modeled and taught by our Lord Jesus Christ whilst he was on earth. Finally, the performance of our dearest Jesus enables us to live in God's realm now and in his future arrangement when he physically comes again. But even before Jesus comes again physically, God wants his people to seek to put his future system or arrangement in place. It is because our Jesus' performance for us whilst he was on earth is relevant now. Besides, Jesus will first manifest himself in and through us believers before he comes again physically. This is where believers are to shoot out great branches into various aspects of life, like the political, social, economic, cultural, educational, finance, entertainment, media, etc. Then under these branches that the church shoots out, the world system or arrangement will find rest from its current struggles. Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to 32. Therefore, classically, when we speak of the kingdom of God, we refer to the royalty, rule, and realm of God, or a position, lifestyle, and arrangement that is based on the person, principles, and performance of Jesus Christ that ensures the rule of God in and over a person or place. This is the classical definition of the kingdom of God. Now let us move on to look at the scope of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is presently perfectly expressed in heaven. Heaven is a place that our Lord Jesus, on two different occasions, described as God's throne. That is a place of his perfect rule. Matthew chapter 5, verse 34, and chapter 23, verse 22. But God's kingdom, or his royalty, rule, and realm, is to be in your life now. Luke 17, 21. And it is to be in the church. Luke 12, verse 32. And also the earth. Matthew 6, 10. Here, the earth represents all physical creation, even beyond our planet. Beloved, this is how far-reaching God's kingdom is to be practically. So the church is not necessarily the kingdom of God, but God's means of bringing about his kingdom, that is his royalty, rule, and realm. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 to 21. You know, the kingdom of God existed before the church, and it will continue to exist after the church age. Now, let us examine the features of the kingdom of God. In describing its uniqueness, Jesus said his kingdom was not of this world. For him to use human styles and schemings like physical fighting. John chapter 18 verse 36 says, and I quote, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." So the Lord Jesus clearly says that his kingdom does not have its source in this world. It is not from here, neither is it of here, or having its source here for us to use physical fighting. Rather, Jesus' kingdom has the features of heaven because it is from heaven and it is of heaven, where there is no human antics like physical fighting, but the kingdom brand of peace, power, purity, passion or love, protection, prosperity, possibilities, pleasure or joy, purposes of God, praises, the presence of God, the principles of God, etc. Yes, our Lord said his kingdom was not from the world. That is, its source was not here, but from heaven. However, our dear Lord Jesus taught that this kingdom from heaven is meant for the whole earth. Yes, my friend, why else did Jesus come to the earth if his kingdom from above was not to be established on earth below? Matthew 6:10. So whilst on earth, God wants us to seek that the things above, that is the heavenly brand of issues and products, are established on earth as in heaven. Colossians chapter 1 verse 3, chapter 3 verse 1 following says, and I quote, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." Unquote. That is what an ambassador or representative of a nation does in a host nation. He promotes the style and brand of products and services of the sending nation or kingdom. And that is what you are. As a believer, you are God's representative on earth, seeking for the kingdom to come on here. Such is the eternal intent of God for the earth. Now let us discuss kingdom awareness from the very beginning. So the kingdom of God was first introduced on earth by God, the King of heaven, when he commanded against the darkness and chaos of Satan's presence, "Let there be light." Genesis 1:2-3. Of course, these words of God, "Let there be light," is Jesus Christ, the carrier of God's kingdom light or awareness. John 1:1-4 and 14. Yes, our Lord Jesus is the Word of God from heaven above, the place of God's throne or kingdom. And he came on earth below as heaven's ambassador to introduce and promote God's kingdom here. This is why on earth, Jesus kept sowing into the soils of our hearts, into the soils of human hearts, the word of the kingdom, or the gospel of the kingdom, otherwise called the kingdom word. Matthew 13:19-24:14. The kingdom word is the word that brings the kingdom of God on earth. And so our Lord Jesus is the kingdom word that God spoke from the beginning to introduce his kingdom system on earth as in heaven. Therefore, the understanding of God's kingdom on earth originated with our first parents, Adam and Eve. Genesis 1:26 says, and I quote, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion," emphasis on dominion, "over all the earth," unquote. Please understand that the word dominion and kingdom are practically the same. Beloved, kingdom words does not just bring the kingdom of God around, but are the words of God that are viewed through the result of Jesus' kingdom assignment, death, resurrection, ascension, sitting at the right hand side of the Father, and the future rule of God on earth. In other words, kingdom words exalts the person, the principles, and the performance of Jesus Christ.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Kingdom words are also words that are spoken and promoted by our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven now, where the royalty, rule, and realm of God is fully and perfectly expressed as Jesus prays for us. Romans 8:43, 1 John 2:1, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. For example, both Jesus Christ and God sees you and speaks about you as Jesus is in heaven now. That is what 1 John 4:17 tells us about, that as He, Jesus Christ, is in heaven right now, so are we, His believers, on this earth. So the kingdom words that God and Jesus speaks about you now is that you are God's righteousness, wisdom, and the redeemed of the Lord. Yes, you are spoken of as already forgiven, justified, sanctified, victorious, perfected, healed, fully provided for, and blessed if you are in Christ. Genesis 1:26 again. And God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth," unquote. These words carry the eternal purpose of God for mankind till date. The purpose is for mankind to have dominion or kingdom on earth on God's behalf and in His interest. Yes, God intends for you to be a ruler like Him, ruling this earth even as He rules directly in heaven. In other words, God wants us to have the position of royalty, a lifestyle of His rule over us, and an arrangement that ushers in His realm. Now, I want you to note the order. You get the royal position or status first, but you move on to the royal lifestyle and finally end up with God's royal realm. You know, some believers just stay with the first one, that is having the status of royalty or being translated to the kingdom of God's loved Son, Jesus. But this disposition of some believers is fast changing. We are moving on to the kingdom lifestyle, and then to enjoy practically in this world the realm of God. Amen. Now, I want us to break some things down further. We want to talk about the kingdom life. We have noted that the kingdom as a position is placed within you at the new birth. Luke 17, verse 21. This implies that you are not just in the spiritual arrangement or realm called the kingdom of God, but the kingdom is in you as well. This positioning of the kingdom within you potentially makes you an ambassador or a representative of God's nation or realm on this earth. As such, you are not just to glory in your diplomatic status or royalty, but to live it out. Yes, you are to promote heaven's products and lifestyle on earth, where you are to bring in God's kingdom as his ruling representative. Some of these products and lifestyles are purity or righteousness, peace, pleasure, provisions, preservations, the purposes of God, plans, power, praises, people, etc., etc. Romans chapter 14 and then verse 17. So the kingdom is not just a status you receive, but a way of life also. It is just like the status of righteousness that you obtained at the new birth. As you know, this status of righteousness must translate into a practical lifestyle of righteousness. 1 John 3 verse 7. So my friend, lead the kingdom life now in order to spread it abroad as God's ambassador. Now let us look at the reach of the kingdom. Leading the kingdom life enjoins that you experience what God has ordained on daily basis in all the three main aspects of human life. That is, in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. This means that God wants you to experience on daily basis his system of peace, prosperity, power, purity, preservations, possibilities, the presence of God, the purposes of God, praises, pleasures, persecutions, etc. in all three aspects of life. You know, you can be a citizen of a country and not live by or promote your country's system, but another country's system. So you can be a citizen of heaven and not have heaven's rule over you. Heaven's rule over you is the kingdom of heaven, or the rule of heaven. But God's royalty, rule, and realm should be what every citizen of heaven must live in and reflect everywhere. So from today, you will have mastery or power over your flesh or your base desires that leads us into sin, base desires, lust. You will have mastery or power over sin and the world's religious system. Yes, you will promote heaven's products. You will seek to have on earth heaven's brand of love, righteousness, peace, joy, worship, attitudes, etc. You will exalt the person, principles, and performance of our Lord Jesus Christ and speak about him to others who do not know him. Yes, you will have the practical rule or influence of heaven in your spiritual, intellectual, emotional, financial, mental, physical, social aspects of life on earth. You will lift yourself above pettiness to live like the royal that Jesus has made you by his blood. Revelation 1:6. Beloved, we have seen that as an arrangement, the kingdom of God is not just for the future, but it is the realm or nation of God into which believers are spiritually translated. Colossians 1 verse 13. In other words, just like eternal life, which is not only for the future, but a present reality, so is the kingdom of God. Therefore, you can be in God's realm now, although it is yet to be fully, emphasis on fully, expressed on earth in future, starting from when Jesus Christ comes again in what we describe as his second coming. My friend, you are also part of the universal church, which is the spiritual assembly of kingdom citizens with a kingdom mandate to kingdomize or heavenize the earth. Matthew 16:16-19 and Matthew 18:18-19. Yes, the universal church is the spiritual Israel, and Israel means he rules with God. This is our assignment as believers, to rule this earth with God, that is, on behalf of God and in God's interests, not in your interests. And you have a choice here. Just as Adam and Eve had a choice, you have a choice to replenish or fill out your world, your own little world, with God's glorious royalty, rule, and realm. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.